and the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway here on the Midnight Rider on Valentine's Day night, the 14th of February, 2008. I'm glad you're with us for the program. We're talking with Rob Balsamo of pilotsfor911truth.org, his website, pilotsfor911truth.org. Go over there and check out the videos that we have been talking about. Pandora's Black Box 2 and Pandora's Black Box 3. And we're talking about Flight 93. If you want to join us, and folks are lining up at 800-313-9443, that's 800-313-9443. All right, so kind of tell us what you found with Flight 93. We've got about 3 minutes here, and then we'll have another longer segment on the other side.
Okay, cool. Real quick, like I said, the Flight 93 recorder, initially, on the surface, it shows that it supported the government story when we first looked at it, because, of course, we were looking at all the discrepancies that we found in American 77 data in the Flight 93. It's almost like, and here's a little bit of speculation for you, Mike, it's almost like somebody realized that a group was out there really scrutinizing their work on the flight data recorder, so they went back in the Flight 93 data and might have tweaked it a little bit to make sure that it supported the government story. But
well, and I was gonna, and I was thinking the same thing, because when you said that there was no longitude and latitude,
right,
that makes it impossible for you to tell exactly where the plane goes down.
That's right. But they didn't anticipate the fact that we did dig very deep into it, and when you dig deep into this data, it doesn't support observed events that happened on September 11th, and we'll get into that as well.
We'll dive in. We've got about a minute left in this segment.
Okay. Well, the witnesses, there's a lot of contradiction with the witnesses. There's a contradiction with EPA reports. We summarize it in the press release that we have on the website, and of course, we go through it in detail in the Flight of 93, which is Chapter 3 of Pandora's Black Box. And it's interesting that initially it looked on the surface that it might have supported the government story, but once we really went over it with a fine-tooth comb, it doesn't support a lot. There's a lot of conflicts that still remain, and some big glaring conflicts that need to be answered.
You said with the EPA, it doesn't support EPA reports, basically that no jet fuel was, they found no jet fuel at all.
That's right, no contamination of jet fuel. They took out 5,000 to 6,000 yards of dirt, and they found and tested 3 ground wells, and they didn't find any contamination of jet fuel. And I have a story based on my own experience with jet fuel. I used to pump gas when coming up through the ranks on the ramps into jets, and we'll get into that more after the break.
All right, come on right back. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. I think we got one line open left for you. Grab the phone and give us a call. We'll be back in just a flash.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in a New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana.
All right, thank you, the Midnight Rider. Sorry, King, I got to interrupt you. We got business to attend to here. We got Rob Balsamo with us. And Rob, you said you, as you were working your way up to the ranks, you used to pump a little jet fuel.
Yeah, I used to, you know, tow airplanes around and the guy with the wands that bring the airplanes in,
right.
Making my connections on the ramps at local FBOs, corporate jets and whatnot. Anyway, one day I was at, I was fueling an aircraft, a Sabreliner, which is a small corporate jet, at Computer Associates Ramp in at Farmingdale Republic Airport, which is about 35 miles east of Kennedy on Long Island. And fueling the aircraft, and the wing dump tanks, I guess they were overpressurized or something, and ended up spitting out 5 gallons of jet fuel onto the ramp. And the maintenance guys that worked on the aircraft there at Computer, who were employed by Computer Associates, I was employed by a different company, the FBO, they just washed the jet fuel down into the soil. And one of the CFR guys, the crash fire rescue guys, saw him do that. and called the EPA on them. The EPA came in, tested the soil. They ended up taking out over 155-gallon drums full of soil, contaminated soil.
Wow.
And this is just for 5 gallons of jet fuel. Supposedly, United 93 was carrying thousands of gallons of jet fuel when it crashed in Pennsylvania, in Somerset County. They took out 5,000 to 6,000 yards of soil to test it. No contamination found. And no contamination right. in the ground well, the local ground well. And not only that, but jet fuel smells really bad. I mean, you get a dab on your clothing and you smell like that for hours, overnight. I mean, when I fueled, the whole apartment smelled like that all the time. So, this jet fuel really, really smells. And we even have a clip in the film in chapter 3. Where the guy is walking, it's a very rare clip, so it's not the greatest quality, but the guy's walking through the woods there next to the supposed impact hole, and he's saying to himself, he's saying to one of his buddies, I guess, that he's walking through with, he's like, it doesn't smell like jet fuel. It smells like scorched earth. Now, if this aircraft with thousands of pounds of jet fuel crashed there, there should have been an overwhelming smell of jet fuel. Like
right.
I said, you get a dab of that stuff on you, and you smell it. You smell it for days. So so that basically corroborates the fact that the EPA spokesperson, we have it in our press release, they didn't find any contamination of jet fuel. So... where there's no fuel, there's no fire, there's no airplane? Yeah, I don't know. So that's one of the conflicts. One of the conflicts that we ended up uncovering on Flight 93. The other one, based on the flight data recorder work, the altitudes. Well, here we are with the altitudes where they did show the altitude at impact near ground elevation, but the witness reports of altitudes. Witnesses to this aircraft supposedly came in from the north-northwest, and there's a line of witnesses that stretch out almost 10 miles to the north-northwest underneath this flight path, and they say that it came in at, the furthest one away says 2,000 feet. Well, the flight data recorder shows it at 10,000 feet, almost 10,000 feet. Now, granted, a witness doesn't have an altitude radar gun, so they're not going to be able to calculate altitude that well. So some people may argue, well, that witness, he couldn't tell the difference between 10,000 and 2,000. I would beg to disagree on that. However, you get it closer in, 2.5 to 4 miles out, there's people that are saying that the aircraft flew overhead at 200 to 500 feet. The altitude, again, at that point, shows 10,000. Now, even the average layman wouldn't make that mistake. A 200 to 500 foot overhead versus 10,000 feet? It's just not possible for somebody to make that discrepancy. You still with me?
Right. I am still with you, most certainly. Go ahead.
Okay. And then we get in even closer, and we have another witness, Lee. I have a hard time pronouncing his last name. Plauberg, I think, is his last name, who says that the aircraft went overhead at 50 feet. And he doesn't describe it as inverted. It's according to the flight data recorder, this aircraft rolled over on its back and went in. And he doesn't describe it as inverted. It says it was 50 feet over his head. Again, the flight data recorder shows it at 1,000 to 2,000 feet at that point. People just don't make those kind of mistakes on altitude.
No.
Now, those are the altitude conflicts. Then we get into actual flight path conflicts. Like I said, the aircraft came in, according to the government story, from the north-northwest, and according to Popular Mechanics and so on. Well, we have Val, who took that picture, that infamous picture, and the Serenity with the,
right.
with the puff of smoke. She says that the aircraft came in over Indian Lake and over her house. Well, that's 2 miles east of the crater. That's nowhere near where the government story says it supposedly came in. Then we have a guy named Jim Stopp, who corroborates Val, that says that an aircraft came in over Indian Lake, dropping stuff over Indian Lake. And again, that's 2 miles east of the crater, when supposedly this aircraft was coming in from the north. Then we have Susan, which Dominic with CIT did a wonderful job with her, getting her interviews. I don't know if you've seen them.
No, I've not seen the interviews yet.
Yeah,
no.
Well, she was driving up a road to the south and saw the aircraft come in over her car. So it looks like there were three different aircraft inbound to this site before the explosion. And as a matter of fact, when Susan started talking about it, the FBI showed up at her house, and it's in the interview that we have on the clip, where Susan, the FBI was trying to tell her, you know, you don't know what a 757 looks like, and you don't know what you saw. And she says, don't be condescending to me. She knows what she saw.
Oh, so they
she
were
saw
going
an aircraft
with the...
fly over her car, whether it was 757 or not. It's an aircraft
right.
that was in the area prior to the explosion.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, what's going on there? And the FBI, of course, didn't investigate it.
Let's talk about this struggle that went on, the Todd Beamer and the Let's Roll thing. First off, you say on the flight data on the animation that they have the transcript from the flight data record for the cockpit recorder.
Right.
Is any of the things that were said by the passengers, which was included in the Moussaoui trial that they claim was from the cockpit recorder?
Yeah, all the cockpit recorder transcripts, according to the government story, are in the animation, including the struggle, and it does get very emotional. It does pull on your emotional strings. I didn't get too involved with the actual struggles or the cell phone calls. We just wanted to stick with the facts based on the flight data recorder and the conflicts within.
Right.
So, Flight 93 is a very, very hard subject to tackle because it is one of the more emotional events of that day. If there is such a thing for such an emotional day,
right.
but you know, right. Flight 90, it's a very tough subject to tackle, especially with the fact that, you know, people want to basically shut you up with ridicule,
right?
You know, so
if we have a struggle on the plane,
mm-hmm.
this plane comes in inverted, meaning for folks, it comes in upside down,
right?
In a struggle, you're a pilot. How easy would it be to cause a plane to go inverted in a struggle in the cockpit?
Well, you know, it's pretty easy to do. Now that was another interesting thing, and I think we did point it out in the film. The autopilot. Now, again, these hijackers are supposedly inexperienced guys, and they see a struggle going on, and they're maneuvering the aircraft to try and throw the passengers off their feet. Yet,
right.
Actual professional pilots didn't think about this before flight. Come on, I don't buy that for 1 second. So anyway, the hijackers were supposedly maneuvering the airplane, rapid control movements to maneuver this aircraft, throw the passenger off their feet. But the autopilot never disconnects. When you hit the autopilot, if I can equate it to a cruise control on your car, if you tap your brake. What happens? The cruise control automatically disconnects, right?
Right.
So the same thing with the autopilot. Although it takes a little bit more than a tap, if you hit the yoke, the steering wheel in the aircraft, with a pretty good bump, it's going to disconnect the autopilot because it doesn't want to strain against the servos and so on and so forth with the autopilot. The autopilot shows that it never disconnects in the aircraft, which a lot of our pilots thought very interesting. And that even happens on the supposed hijack because you see during the hijack, and we do point this out in the film, you see during the hijack there's a pretty good bump on the yoke and the aircraft descends almost 700 feet.
Right.
And the autopilot never disconnects. That autopilot should have disconnected, which is very
interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And then later on you see when the hijackers supposedly have control, they're doing full deflection of the yoke. They're going forward, back, left, right, full deflection, and the autopilot doesn't disconnect.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to your calls after the break. Thanks for patiently waiting, everybody, but I wanted to try to flesh out as much as we could in the time we had. So we'll come back and get to your calls Byron in Canada is first up, followed by Leo in Massachusetts. Don't go anywhere. Back in a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Something happening here.
Full bank of phone calls here, and all lines are full at this point. Well, here's what I'm going to ask. Callers, when we come to you, let's get to your point and your question as quickly as you possibly can. That way we'll give everybody a shot to get on. Plus, that'll give Rob an opportunity to give you an answer, because some of these answers can't be given in 10 seconds. So let's go straight to the telephone and talk to Byron in Canada. Byron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Great show. You need to have them on for another 2 hours, maybe. Hey, I thought that plane that hit in Pennsylvania, the debris was scattered over an 8-mile distance. The other thing is, you were talking about the phone calls to Olson. And Mike, you would know her, DV Kidd. She, through the Freedom of Information, she went there and got the courts. She said she spent $6,000 doing it. It was on Rick Adams' show. And she said there was no conversations that took place, according to what she found from the Freedom of Information. I'll get off and I'll listen to your response off the phone.
Yeah, that's right, Byron, and thanks for calling in. Stevie's done great work. I really like what she does, and we help each other out a lot. But we have up on our main site, we actually received from the American Airlines maintenance manual that these phones were supposedly inoperative at the time. David Ray Griffin and I put out an article based on that, and we tried, while we were writing the article, We tried for almost a month trying to get verification from American Airlines through their legal department, so on and so forth, trying to get any type of verification that these phones were either working or not working. And we hit nothing but brick walls. We told them that we were going to put up the article 2 days after the article comes out. We get an anonymous email from a maintenance technician at the at American Airlines that says there's paperwork that says the phones were in fact working. So there's now paperwork is you know, automatically appearing after the fact that the legal department at American Airlines couldn't produce this paperwork. Even their public relations representative contradicts the paperwork that supposedly showed up after the fact. So we're finding out throughout our research that if we publicize what we're doing, it's almost like some people are watching what we're doing and trying to cover the holes as we expose them during the research. So a lot of the research that we're doing now, we don't publicize too much until we have all our T's crossed and our I's dotted, and then we put it out where we show that you know, there's no possible way they can cover these holes. Have you noticed that, Mike? In your research, you know, if there are elements within our government that actually plan this out, they're probably using the quote unquote truth movement to expose the holes so they can go back and cover them before it gets too large.
And I think too, Rob, that we've had a few people trying to help us.
Yeah, that too. A great example of this, a perfect example of this, was the BBC video that came out that was on Google. A caller called into the Alex Jones show and spoke about it, that it was up on Google Video. You know, the one where they reported the collapse 20 minutes or so before
right. It
actually happened. Well, Alex is like telling everybody, go download that video now before it disappears. I went to find it. It was up. I went to refresh it to try to download it. It was gone.
Right.
I mean, that's a classic example of how they're trying to cover their tracks, and most likely using us to expose most of it so they can cover it quickly before it explodes or goes viral.
Yeah, indeed. Let's take another call here. Leo in Massachusetts, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah, I went to a couple of truth things, and I met Mr. Horan from the flight controllers. And I've also heard that on the Flight 77, there was a 7,000-foot drop in a spiral pattern. And one pilot said that I fly those planes, there's no way a novice could have done that.
Yeah, the 7,000-foot drop, according to the flight data recorder, looks rather uneventful, actually. And that's, I don't know if it's misinformation or just misunderstanding, or it was intentionally put out there in the initial research that was out there. There's several different flight paths. The initial one that was put out there was from an Air Force guy. Said it came down the river, down the Potomac, did that 270-degree turn, dropped 7,000 feet. But the flight data recorder completely contradicts that path. It shows it coming in from the west, doing a 330-degree turn, dropping the 7,000 feet. Now, the flight data recorder, during the turn, we have, if you go on YouTube, and this was one of my very first videos, so try not to laugh too much, search for... Final maneuver of American 77, and you'll see that path, how it's rather graceful. It's almost a sightseeing tour of D.C.
I've commented about that before, Honey Hunter. If you look to the left, you'll see the Capitol.
So, yeah, and, it's almost a sightseeing tour, and it's hard to believe that this aircraft, if in fact it was doing the sightseeing tour, this graceful long turn that took over 3-4 minutes, that they weren't intercepted. That they couldn't have been intercepted.
How does your info jive with Hawk's Cafe info?
Well, hold on. We'll let Rob answer that on the other side. Leo, thanks for the call. I'll let you listen off the air and get the information, and we'll come back with more. We've got Dylan in Texas, Mike in Washington, Bill in Idaho, and Mo in Oregon all lined up to go. In the next half hour, we're talking with Rob Balsamo of Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a minute here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Flight 93 tonight from September 11, 2001, tonight here on the Midnight Rider. Are you in good health? If not, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it is all natural. Visit our sponsor today. That's www.hbextract.com. HB, Henry Bob Extract. Or call 866-295-4255. 1-800-273-5305. Or I guess if you want to be a pilot, it'd be Hotel Bravo. Because Rob's going, Hotel Bravo, Henry Bob, what the heck are you talking about? It's Hotel Bravo, dude. All right, so we're talking with Rob Balsamo, Pilots for 9/11 Truth, and his website, pilotsfor911truth.org. And as we went to the break, Rob, Leo in Massachusetts was asking the question is, how does your work square with the work of Hawks Cafe?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Field McConnell, Captain McConnell, is within our organization. He joined sometime last year. We converse regularly on each other's work and consult each other. They pretty much do their own thing over at Hawks Cafe. Field is more in a supportive role for Pilots for 9/11 Truth, and he consults with us, and we consult with them. I haven't looked thoroughly through their information, but I could tell you that Field McConnell is very much a qualified pilot and knows his stuff. So, I can't really comment too much on it because I haven't looked through it thoroughly. I've just been so busy on our work that we've been doing, and every once in a while, Field will shoot us an email with some questions based on the flight data recorder and so forth. So I'm sorry if that doesn't help you much, but I know that that Field is highly qualified, and so pretty much whatever he's doing, I would definitely take a closer look at if you have the time to do it.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Dylan in Texas, you're on with Rob Balsamo. Go ahead.
Thank you, Midnight Rider. Rob Balsamo, may those who bless you be blessed and those who curse you be cursed.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. I appreciate knowing about your website. It's pilotsfor911truth.org.
Yeah.
.org. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Now tonight we've been moving some servers around and we're moving to a new host. So if it's not coming up, just try it back in a few hours. And also, if we don't get to everybody and your questions, feel free to email me at pilots@pilotsfor911truth.org. If that bounces, because we are bouncing around servers, use pilotsfortruth@yahoo.com, and I'll get to you in a timely manner with your questions. And if we don't get to everybody tonight.
I really appreciate the rabbit hole y'all have gone down on this one technical aspect, this one anomaly regarding standard ops and also the laws of physics and engineering. one thing people can do if they want to, it's been done by various filmmakers, is you can compare the site of the crime scene at the Pentagon on 9/11 to the site to other photographic footage that you can find on the internet of crash sites of big airplanes, and you can see that the crime scene at the Pentagon is not a crash site of a large aircraft. There's just not the debris there. It's just not there.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
all I wanted to
sure.
say.
Thanks, Dylan. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's small pieces and wreckage that were supposedly strewn about, and there's photographs of it. However, one, most of the photographs, we don't even know where they came from. A lot of them are close-in shots. You can't tell where they were actually located or taken from. They weren't used in the Massawi trial. Number two, one independent researcher has been trying to, through the Freedom of Information Act, and we've tried as well, to get part numbers on these parts. Now, parts from aircraft, they have part numbers stamped on them for time intervals, time change parts, because, you know, they wear out and maintenance has to change them out and they get logged. So that's one way to positively identify these aircraft. And through the Freedom of Information Act that we've been pursuing, and this independent researcher, Aidan Monaghan, I think is how you pronounce his last name. He's on Blogger, 911blogger.com. He's been trying, and they have refused every way to Sunday to establish or to offer these part numbers and maintenance manuals to establish positive identification on any of the aircraft for September 11th. So our main concern is trying to establish positive identification on this,
right,
these aircraft. And, of course, they could fabricate these records, but at least it's a start. Now, within our organization, we have several aircraft accident investigators. As a matter of fact, we had a president of the board for the U.S. Air Force, Jeff Lottis, Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Lottis, who was with us, who was a president of the board for Aircraft Accident Investigation Board for the U.S. Air Force. And we have a couple of others, George Nelson and Mike Hawley, who actually teaches aircraft accident investigation at one of the prominent aeronautical universities in the country, Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. And we have FDR experts, and we're trying to establish positive identification. It's so easy to do. I mean, if they supposedly have these parts, which are very limited parts compared to what the caller was saying, that what you normally see at an aircraft crash site, you'd see large sections of everything at an aircraft. Even at these high speeds, you'd see some significant wreckage there. And there were just limited parts, limited photographs, don't know where all the photographs were actually taken. They refuse. And as a matter of fact, there's a watchdog group out there. It's not Judicial Watch. I forget the name of it. But Aiden contacted them, and they said that the excuse that the government gave for refusing to provide part numbers to establish positive identification was unlawful. And if they continue on that path, there will be legal proceedings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Washington. Mike, thanks for holding. Welcome. You're on with Rob Balsamo.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Okay, I have a point of contention here. Let's talk about the light poles that were taken down.
Okay.
Okay, these light poles that were taken down, obviously you couldn't, when whatever hit the Pentagon, you couldn't send somebody out there with a socket set to take these light poles down. It would require heavier equipment. Now, if that happened, nobody was there with a cell phone, a camcorder, anything, and these things are just taken down?
Well, we didn't.
And let me get back to what Ron Paul said about when Ron Paul was on Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck asked him about, you know, do you think a missile hit the Pentagon or whatever? He said one word. He said preposterous. And the light poles are my point of contention. I mean, really. I mean, if something hit the Pentagon, and then you have to send somebody out there to take down all these light poles? I mean, good heavens. No.
Well, you're right. You're right. It does sound ridiculous, and I agree with you. However, the flight data recorder itself shows. Now, again, if anybody feels that the flight data recorder is flawed and that, you know, it in fact was inside American 77 and hit the Pentagon or whatever type of aircraft hit the Pentagon, then you have a serious problem with flight safety. Okay, as I was saying at the beginning of the show, and we actually, a lot of pilots have come to us and joined our organization. Initially, they were very supportive of the government story, but they were highly concerned about flight safety. Because if the flight data recorder is flawed, you have pilots that are learning and trying to prevent future accidents based on flight data recorder data. This stuff is state-of-the-art stuff.
Well, I agree with that, but let's talk about the focus of contention from my aspect is the light poles.
Well, you got to think the whole scene, and again, we don't get too much into the speculation on it. And
Rob's not proffering a theory. He's just saying this is what this box says.
We don't know too much about the light poles. I haven't studied them. I haven't visited the VDOT. I haven't
But we do have
a research team out there that has done it. The Citizens Investigation Team, if you go to thepentagon.com, these guys actually went out there, visited the VDOT, lifted these light poles up to see how heavy they were, sat down with the cab driver that supposedly had one of the light poles spear his windshield, and they've already shown that his story is impossible. You would have to talk with them about the light poles, but they have some pretty good arguments based on, and the other thing is, this whole scene this whole area of the Pentagon was sealed off. The president was supposed to land there at 12 noon that day. So the whole scene was controlled by government agencies. This isn't just some intersection somewhere, you know, in Washington. This is the Pentagon. It was highly controlled from the beginning of that day.
I understand that, but the light poles, I mean, they were downed, what, five or six of them?
There were five of them, yep.
Five of them, okay.
Yeah.
So some guy with a socket set can't just go out there and
Not saying that the light poles were staged. We're not saying that the light poles...
What they're saying, Mike, is, and I've got to let you go here, is what they're saying is that they've got information that the government says comes from Flight 77. The flight data recorder information. When they go and run that information, the information that comes out from that flight data recorder is different than what the government story is, that including the light poles.
Right.
Either way, Lucy's got a whole lot of explaining to do.
That's right. So
that's why because for every question that gets answered regarding the Pentagon, 10 more pop up, and you've got five of them right there with the light poles.
Yeah, and you know, we could sit here and speculate onto what happened at the Pentagon and those light poles, but based on what we're doing is hard data that's been supplied by the government that doesn't support the government's story. We're not going to make excuses for the government. I don't do that anymore. I don't trust this government. I've come to learn that this government is known, the elements within this government are known for lies and corruption. So who knows what they did out there? What I do know is that they've supplied data that does not support the government story, and they refuse to comment. That
yeah,
is
Mike,
serious.
Thanks for the call. Got to go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, I've got to make it brief. Welcome to the show.
Excellent, as usual. The comment that you made before, I believe it to be so. As the audience, as well as your guest, would note, Mike McConnell, AM 590 on Saturday mornings 3 weeks ago, had Cincinnati 911 truthers on, or were you aware of that?
No, it was not.
I was asking the guest.
Oh, no.
Aware of that, Rob?
I wasn't.
Yes. I'd only make mention because it was very evident that they were not nearly as prepared as yourself, number one. And prior to those three young gentlemen, I'd surely like somebody to find the clip. There was an overlay, a PSYOPs overlay, where he was hitting all the high points of 9/11 truth, and there was this real wimpy male voice in the background that was giving little 911 words, but it wasn't a conversation or a debate. It was obvious that they were setting up for the Cincinnati 9/11 people, and I do believe that you're right. They're trying to cover every base as far as every time you bring out truth. But thanks for the program, and I sure hope you're back soon. Thank you.
Thank you,
Bill. Let's go to Mo in Oregon. Mo, welcome to the program.
Yes, super program you have, Mr. Mike, and I would like to ask your host that is that possible that Flight 93, there was nobody inside the Flight 93. Actually, it was empty, and they have, whatever they have done it, by the remote control, because there was a white jet, a white aircraft was seen both in Trade Center and in the place where the other plane crashed. Is that possibility that there was no, I mean, everything was staged and faked and there was no passenger, and you can go to the computer.
Let's let him answer, Mo, because our time is short. Go ahead, Rob.
Sure.
Well, you know, I guess anything's possible with this government that I'm learning today. Again, we don't speculate at our organization. We just basically go on the data that they give us, and we try to press for answers. You know, a good fact, a good comment that came up before was the comment based on one of the callers talked about Ron Paul and preposterous based on the missile. Now, we don't offer the missile theory. We don't offer the A3 theory. As a matter of fact, we don't even endorse that A3 theory. We've already debunked it pretty much. But we have contacted congressmen. I've spoken to chief of staff of my congressman, Harold Ford, when he was running for Senate down here in Tennessee. And I've spoken to a lot of the unions and trying to get their take on this. And when we were first doing this work, I don't think Ron Paul knows about this flight data recorder. A lot of people don't know about it. And the fact that mainstream media hasn't even reported the release of the information, not just the information, just the release, the fact that it was released, should raise everybody's eyebrows and make everybody concerned, because the mainstream media does report release of major aircraft accidents where the flight data recorder has been released.
Yeah, Mo, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break, come back with a final segment. We've got Will in Missouri holding on the other side, so hang right there with us. We'll be back in just a minute here on the Midnight Rider.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Midnight Rider tonight on RBN. We've got Rubble Sommel with us, the founder of pilotsfor911truth.org, and we've got Will in Missouri. Will, just a couple of minutes. Go ahead and make your questions quick and to the point. Thanks.
You bet. Thank you, Mike. Rob, on the morning of September 11th, there were two guys in a pickup truck that were first on a scene in Pennsylvania. They were live on a live feed.
that was coming out. They were talking over a cellular telephone, and what they were doing, they were using the fire extinguisher that they had in the pickup truck to put out the tires that were burning on a landing gear in a field, and they said that there wasn't anything in the field around them that was any bigger than a pack of cigarettes. You could put anything in the field, in the pocket, walk out with it. But here's this landing gear. Now, did you ever hear of a landing gear that was found in a field?
No. I'd love to see pictures of it.
Well, it's not so much that I can get you pictures of it, but yeah. I can tell you exactly, basically what it was from my DX notes. But I just wondered whether
if you could email us that article. Is it an article that you read it in? Or?
It's not an article. It'll just be notes from my radio log, but I kept it for over 14 years now. So anyway, I just wondered if you'd ever heard of that or if it had ever come up in any of the reports, and apparently not.
No, I haven't ran across it. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, though.
Okay.
The major thing is with these parts that were found in Shanksville, they said that they recovered, and we cover this a little bit in Chapter 3, they said they recovered 95% of the aircraft in that hole. Within 2 weeks after after September 11th. Now, that's a pretty quick recovery. I don't think I've ever seen that ever before in the history of aviation accidents. 95% of the aircraft, they said they returned to the airline. Now, you don't return the parts to the airline. The airline claims insurance and it's over with and the parts go somewhere else. However, there's contradictory information there as well. The FBI says they returned it to the airline, yet we have a clip from mainstream media that says that the burnt remains and evidence from Flight 93 are in Iron Mountain, the most secure place on Earth where the government hides its most darkest secrets.
Well, neither of these young men in their testimony said anything about a hole. They said they were standing in the middle of a field. There was a landing gear there. It was on fire. They were putting it out, and everything in the field was no bigger than a pack of cigarettes. You could put anything you want in your pocket and walk away.
Huh.
Wow. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, let me ask you a final question here regarding 93.
Sure.
When I watched the video, I know you mentioned, the voice recorder and everything talks about a struggle, mm-hmm. and the plane's going back and forth, and then you have the plane invert and go down. Is it possible in your mind, and again, I don't want to add you to speculate here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible, or which seems more probable in your mind, that the plane was shot down or it went down due to a struggle?
Well, Rumsfeld says it himself, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he does.
That answers the possibility there.
right, exactly, and the fact that the plane rolls over, goes in inverted. Could be a certain indication that either an engine's been taken out or a wing's been taken out.
Yeah. Now, the flight data recorder information doesn't show any signs of an impact in flight. However, the interesting thing is one engine, and I meant to cover this in the film, but I wanted to keep it relatively short and to the point. But one engine was found several hundred yards, 1,000 yards or something, in a pond downstream of the flight path. This soil was supposedly reported as soft. Did this engine supposedly bounce off the soil and then go down there? I highly doubt it. It would have had to separate in flight if in fact that's what happened. Now, we don't have any pictures of this engine, of course.
Right.
The other thing
right,
is,
of course not.
The other thing is the actual blast pattern of the flight path. When the aircraft supposedly hit the ground, the blast pattern takes a huge right turn and blows out supposedly these trees, and none of these trees look burnt. They look shattered.
Incredible. So. Rob, thanks for being on.
Thank you,
Mike.
Too
much information, not enough time. Have a great night. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Back here tomorrow night. It's your rant tomorrow night here on RBN.